Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Mueller Incorporated is a leading manufacturer of prefabricated steel buildings and residential metal roofing. For more than 85 years, our business has been built on a solid foundation of customer trust, satisfaction, and, of course, a quality product. People like Texas Tom depend on Mueller.
Anybody can sell you a metal building. Mueller thinks outside the box. They work closely with the people that are erecting these buildings. They have a great coordination, great communication, and it's a very smooth transaction. I trust Mueller all the way. I have the assurance that Mueller is going to be here in the future when I need to expand my business, and I know that the quality will be the same year after year.
We want shopping for a steel building or metal roof for your home to be a pleasant experience. Mueller's goal is to understand your needs and provide help and assurance before, during, and after your purchase. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com.
The cattle futures bounced back toward the end of the day to close considerably off their lows, especially on feeder cattle. April's finished at 146.07, down 25. May's were up 5 cents at 150.12. August down 40, September down 15, so they rallied back over a dollar off of their lows from earlier today. And live cattle were less fortunate, with April down $1.35 at 126.20. June's were down $1.10 at 120.47. August down 72 at 117.50. Yesterday, the market bounced off some technical support, gaining quite a bit of traction after going to that nearly year-long rally in the live cattle and six-month-long rally in the feeder cattle. I thought that maybe we'd have some follow-through purchasing today. The box beef at midday was at $226.73, down a penny on choice. Select at $219.74, up $1.38, with a choice select spread at $6.99. And cash trade for the week looks like it's going to be $124, which is disappointing compared to what we saw last week. And then the big news this week is the African swine fever case, virus that they have found in Japan. Thought that could be becoming a more spread out in more area involving more countries. Of course, it's already involving Cambodia and Vietnam.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
Grain market today was generally weak here, with the corn, beans, and wheat all trading lower. Corn was 3-4 lower, beans were 7 lower, and then the wheat's 4-7 lower. Kansas City wheat, the weakest wheat here, down 7.25 at 438. And then on Tuesday, the April 9th, we've got the next crop production and WASDE report coming out of the USDA. Ending stocks in the wheat are estimated to be 1.07. Last month, they were 1.05, so they're inching up a little bit. Corn, 1.991, where the March estimate was 1.835. And then beans, 898 million bushels, down from 900 last month. And in the world, wheat's expected to be a little bit higher, corn and beans also. And again, that report will be during the market hours on Tuesday the 9th. There's also considerable headlines coming out of the U.S. and China trade talk. It seems like things are going in the right direction. They wrapped up in Washington, and now they're going to be doing them via video conference, but they're going to progress. President Trump made quite a few comments yesterday regarding the likelihood of a deal happening in the next 4 weeks, but of course it's hard to get anything definite out of that. He said maybe 4 weeks, maybe longer, whatever it takes to get a good deal. So still a lot up in the air regarding those talks. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether it's suitable for you in light of your financial condition.